With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A coalition of state, federal, tribal, and private organizations dedicated to protecting the Columbia River watershed from invasive species met in Polson Wednesday. They said building connections between local groups and water managers will be crucial to prevent the spread of zebra and quagga mussels in Montana. Nick Mott reports.
The Upper Columbia Conservation Committee, or UC3, is composed of 9 representatives, each with a stake in Montana's waterways. They're dedicated to preventing zebra and quagga mussels from entering the Columbia River watershed. It's one of the few major waterways in the country that remains free of the destructive bivalves. According to a study released in January, their devastating effects on recreation, irrigation, and infrastructure could cost the state more than $200 million a year. So Aquatic Invasive Species Bureau Chief for Montana FWP, Tom Wolf, says partnerships are essential to fight off these invasives.
One of the major efforts that we're putting forward this season is to try to increase participation of local entities, whether that's lake associations, homeowners associations, counties, conservation districts, and get more local involvement and participation, either operating watercraft inspection stations or keeping an eye out for invasive species.
He says these partnerships could work especially well in remote areas that are difficult to get to or manage from afar.
The more eyes out there that are looking for these things, the better chance we have of finding something early and being able to successfully eradicate it potentially.
AIS inspection stations across the state are open for business. Officials have already conducted about 4,500 inspections so far this year, turning up 5 boats with evidence of mussels. Idaho has already intercepted 14 boats and conducted nearly twice as many inspections this year. Wolf also says FWP training is underway for mussel monitoring that will begin later this month. He says the agency will conduct about the same number of samples from lakes, rivers, and streams as last year, but that was the most they'd ever collected. A bill passed last session by Senator Mike Cuff, a Republican from Eureka, revised the makeup of the commission. It added 5 seats representing major watersheds that drain into the Columbia River. It also adds additional non-voting members from the Montana legislature. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. The sponsor of a bill Governor Steve Bullock signed last week to prevent aquatic invasive species says he's happy with the funding package, despite some last-minute changes.
It was a long process. Like everything is, went through several reiterations.
That's Democratic State Representative Willis Curdy from Missoula at the meeting of a group dedicated to stymieing the spread of zebra and quagga mussels in Polson today. Curdy's package provides more than $5 million in state funding starting in 2021, along with a little more than $1 million in federal funding. The money comes from fees on hydroelectric producers, a prevention pass for anglers, fees on out-of-state boats, and in-state registration fees for boats. But a last-minute companion bill in the Senate changed up the structure. That bill got rid of in-state boat registration fees and replaced the funding with roughly the same amount, but from the general fund. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.